USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The judge says opening statements in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial are expected to begin Monday. The six alternate jurors have been seated and the 12 jurors are already in place. Former President Trump is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments made to an adult film star just prior to the 2016 election. The House passes a procedural hurdle, meaning now they can bring Speaker Mike Johnson's series of foreign aid bills to the floor for a vote. Speaker Johnson speaking about the foreign sanctions included in the bills while on Capitol Hill.
We also included some really important sanctions on Russia and China and Iran, which I believe is the new axis of evil, and many of us do, and they are the ones who are the aggressors in this situation.
More than 100 anti-Israel demonstrators have been issued tickets for trespassing for protesting on Thursday at Columbia University. New York City Mayor Eric Adams saying the school's students have a proud history of protest, but they're not allowed to trespass. Maryland's governor says crews are making progress at the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse site. On Friday, Wes Moore saying crews have lifted more than 120 containers, making progress toward the goal to remove 140 containers. The governor adding 1,300 tons of steel have been removed from the river, Moore again vowing to rebuild the bridge. President Biden is catching flack from Papua New Guinea after implying his uncle was eaten by cannibals in the country during World War II. Biden falsely telling the story of how his uncle Ambrose Finnegan was shot down while flying a Renegade. The remarks have caused yet another diplomatic incident with the Strategic Pacific Nation. Many residents and academics said Biden's comments played into bigoted assumptions about the country, particularly that it's a backward island nation populated by cannibals. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
Former President Donald Trump is not happy about the gag order a judge in his hush money case imposed on him. It bars him from talking about witnesses, jurors, prosecutors, staff, court staff, and their family members. Trump saying on Friday it's his constitutional right to speak and noted others involved in the case are allowed to speak, including star witness Michael Cohen. To which former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy tells Fox News the former president does have a point.
He's barred from speaking about people who spend basically 24/7 speaking about him. So, for example, I think it was a week or so ago, there was a documentary that came out about Stormy Daniels that was very much hyped. I understand that Michael Cohen, I haven't watched it myself, but he has a podcast where, you know, two or three episodes a week he comes out and basically talks about Trump for however long that goes.
Disaster was narrowly averted at Washington Reagan National Airport on Thursday as air traffic controllers managed to keep a Southwest Airlines plane from colliding with the departing JetBlue plane.
Southwest 2937, stop!
We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
The FAA is investigating the incident. The JetBlue plane was heading to Boston while the Southwest plane was heading to Orlando. The NBA playoffs continue on Saturday, highlighted by the Denver Nuggets and Los Angeles Lakers. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.